32 minutes right after the hour, and you are listening to the one and only Mario Solis Mari Show. Don't forget to check out MyLatinoNews.com, MyLatinoNews.com. There's some great video on there right now of this immigration protest in San Francisco that you really, really got to check out. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But right now, on the line with us is the founder of the American Small Business League, Lloyd Chapman. Lloyd, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on your show.
How are you this afternoon?
Good.
Good. So, by the way, when I saw this, this is an issue that's very near and dear to my heart. I've been an entrepreneur, you know, since I could remember. And I know that the federal government used to give out, you know, a lot of, you could get contracts as a small business person as long as you were doing the job, right? You could go ahead and you could get contracts. But it seems like it's not as easy as it was before. Why is that?
Well, I'll have to say that during the Bush administration, they made some changes that made it a lot harder for small businesses to participate in government contracts. And plus, it's now sort of been in cover that most federal small business contracts actually go to Fortune 500 companies.
Yeah, I've heard that. How does that happen, Lloyd?
Well, it's no accident.
Okay.
So, by the way, today is an interesting day for me. Today is the fifth anniversary of the first congressional hearing on the subject, which I participated in. And 5 years ago, the Bush administration told the congressional committee there, the House Small Business Committee, that this was what's called miscoding. So they were saying Fortune 500 corporations got these contracts accidentally when someone hit the wrong key, you know, in entering some paperwork. They're saying
what a huge mistake, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they've said that now for 5 or 6 years now. The truth is two reasons. Now,
okay.
The government tries to paint me as a conspiracy nut from California, so I have to talk about the facts here.
Okay.
The SBA Inspector General issued three reports back in 2005 on this subject, and they say one reason that large corporations get small business contracts is fraud. That was report 516.
Okay.
And it said that, you know, large...
Well, that sounds right, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, large corporations misrepresent themselves intentionally to get these contracts. But the most egregious thing is a federal policy that allowed a large corporation to buy a small business and then keep that status. Let me ask you a question. What do you think is a reasonable time frame when a large business buys a small business? How long should you let that company keep their status as a small business once they're acquired by, say, a Fortune 500 company? What do you think most people would say?
I don't know. I mean, I would say a year just to end the whatever contracts you have, right, just to kind of tidy up, you, to finish what it is that you need to get done, basically.
Well, the government thought that 20 years was a good
All right, I wouldn't say 20.
Yeah, 20 years.
All right.
So I work with CBS on that, and they did a story about it about 2 years ago. So that's one problem, was a federal policy that allowed large businesses to buy a small business and then continue to sell to the government as a small business through that entity for 2 decades.
Okay, that's what we, you know, that's almost like a money laundering scheme as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That so. You know, this is crazy. A lot of people, and a lot of what a lot of people don't, what a lot of people will say about this, or there are a lot of these claims that, oh my God, majority-owned businesses disguise themselves as minority-owned businesses, and minority-owned businesses engage in fraud, but by allowing this to happen. But really, what overall the big picture is that you have these huge businesses that are sucking up these contracts that aren't they mostly intended for small businesses?
Federal law says that 23% of all government contracts should go to small businesses. It should be about $150 billion a year. Based upon the 12 federal investigations that have been done and all the research and all the lawsuits we've won, I would guess that around $20 billion goes to small businesses. So small businesses in America are being cheated out of about $130 billion a year.
This is absolutely crazy, because aren't most businesses in the United States small businesses?
Absolutely. The Census Bureau says 98% of all American companies have less than 100 employees. I think 89% have less than 20. And the average American company is about 10 employees. So any way you look at it, small businesses are what I call the heart and soul of our nation's economy. And when the government diverts over $100 billion a year out of the middle-class economy to these big corporations, I actually think it's one of the reasons why we're having some of the economic problems we're having right now, because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, even if it isn't, it's certainly a good way to, you know, to begin to address it. What type of response are you getting? By the way, just to let everybody know, we're speaking to Lloyd Chapman. He's the founder of the American Small Business League. What type of response are you getting from the feds on this?
Well, that's a good question.
Uh-huh.
I'm suing them right now.
Okay.
In federal court. They don't seem to like that.
Yeah, I guess probably not a big friend maker there.
No, no.
Right.
I've won 6 federal lawsuits against the Bush administration.
Oh, good for you.
I'm in court with them right now, and what happens is I ask them for information under the Freedom of Information Act that should be publicly available. So right now I'm in federal court in San Francisco, and I just asked the Small Business Administration, I said, can you give me the list of all the firms that got small business contracts for the last 2 years, and they'd rather go to federal court than release that data.
Right.
And, of course, the reason they don't want to release it is it'll show that Fortune 500 corporations are the biggest recipients of small business contracts, not small businesses. So
wow. This is just – so let me ask you, is there anybody that's to blame for this, or is this like just a widespread bureaucratic – you know, kind of faceless problem?
Well, I'll tell you, I think there are people to blame for it. It's gone on for a while. I don't know how long it's gone on. I sort of exposed it in 2002 when I was working for a small business, and we lost a what's called a set-aside contract, which is a contract that's only supposed to be bid out to small businesses, and we lost it to a company in Amsterdam with 26,000 employees in 28 countries around the world.
Oh, my goodness.
And I sat down that night, and I looked at the government's database of small businesses, and I found 600 of the biggest companies in the world. So it was exposed in – in fact, you know, the L.A. Times did a story about it. It's framed here in my office. November 4th, 2002, L.A. Times did the first story. It says, U.S. examining government contracts meant for small businesses. And I thought that the Bush administration would sort of clean this up, to tell you the truth. I'm from Austin, Texas, and when Bush got elected, I thought, great, another Texan in the White House. But I'm really disappointed that not only has he not cleaned it up, it's actually gotten worse. So this time last year, SBA Administrator Stephen Preston adopted a policy that will allow Fortune 500 corporations and this company in Holland to keep getting government small business contracts until the year 2012.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, this is obviously a story that we want to continue to follow with you here, and I appreciate. Now, do you have a website or something?
Yeah, the website is asbl.com.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something that I'm kind of proud of. You might think is funny.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, Entrepreneur Magazine did a story about me, and said I was a modern day Cesar Chavez for small businesses.
Oh my God! Okay.
And I'm not Hispanic.
Well, there you go. Well. Listen, it's great to talk to you, Lloyd. I appreciate the work you're doing, and please keep in touch with us to tell us how this progresses.
I will. Thank you very
much. Okay. We'll talk to you soon. And once again, that's Lloyd Chapman. He is the founder of the American Small Business League, and we're bringing him to you right here on the one and only Mario Solis Marit Show.